Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Begin our program this time with some very important news about the Vatican Radio. The Vatican Radio Director General, Father Federico Lombardi, advised a press conference recently that the Vatican Radio has decided that shortwave and medium wave transmissions to most of Europe and the Americas from the Santa Maria di Galleria Center near Rome will be terminated as from July 1, 2012. He called for a new chapter in the history of Vatican Radio, evolving from shortwave to new communication strategies. The report also mentioned the reduction means downsizing of about 50% of the center's transmission time to allow Vatican Radio to restructure it, quote, according to more innovative technological criteria, unquote. So that's sad news for shortwave broadcasting. Another shortwave broadcasting organisation is to make massive reductions in its output in favour of other, what they call, communication strategies, which is understood to mean internet and audio streaming. So, Vatican Radio has been around for a very long time, dating back to, I think, 1933. So, 50% of the transmissions are to be closed on the 1st of July. So, that's the story about the Vatican Radio closures. Now, some information concerning solar activity from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney here in Australia. Activity has increased slightly and it's now indicated as moderate according to IPFs. The latest data is the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has improved slightly to 145 and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has increased to 99. Now, it's winter here in Melbourne, with later sunrises and earlier sunsets, and the 9 MHz region is showing plenty of activity in our mid-morning window, with several propagation modes from all continents available. This is a summary of key frequency occupancies I noted recently in the period midnight 30 to 0100, which is 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. here in Melbourne. It's in the 9 MHz band. 9390, Far Eastern Broadcasting Association in Tashkent, in Uzbekistan, in Bangla. 9420, The Voice of Greece, from Greece in Greek. And 9430, The Voice of Russia, from Kishinev in Moldova, in Russian. And 9520, Radio Yatra, that's Y-A-T-R-A, a new brokered organisation from the Wetartl site in Germany to Middle East. 9535, the Spanish Foreign Radio from Madrid in Spanish. And 9570, China Radio International from Sirik in Albania, broadcasting in English. And 9580, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmission site, signing on at midnight 25 in Urdu. And just up on the next frequency on 9590, China Radio International in Spanish from the Kashi transmitting site. And 9620, the Spanish Foreign Radio from the Costa Rica relay station, broadcasting in Spanish to the Americas. and 9710, another frequency for China Radio International from Kashi in Portuguese. And on 9780, an interesting frequency usage there, Christian Voice Communications from Santiago in Chile, broadcasting in Spanish, and propagation knows it here into Melbourne via the Antarctic Path. 9800, two stations on this frequency in the time period, midnight 30 to 0100, the Voice of Russia from Krasnodar in English, and China Radio International from the Kashi site in Spanish. And 9835, Malaysia, Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, broadcasting in Malay, relaying the domestic network. 9855, Sri Lanka, the Voice of America from Irana Willa in English. And 9870, All India Radio, the national network. And finally, 9925, the Voice of Croatia, broadcasting from the relay station at Vertaktil in Germany in Serbo-Croatian. So quite a lot of activity in the 31 metre band, that's the 9 megahertz band, as monitored here in Melbourne recently as we move into the early part of our winter season. Now, some shortwave station news concerning international broadcasting. At the end of June, Radio Netherlands plans to abandon all of its English language programming on shortwave. At the same time, the station is now known to be planning to cancel its Indonesian services at the same time. And that will mean that the Indonesian programs, which are currently broadcast via Trincomalee, the relay station in Sri Lanka, and the Talata Falondri site in Madagascar, they will close down. So it means that most of the Radio Netherlands frequencies, or I think all of the Radio Netherlands foreign language services, will be closed at the end of June. The aspect is also being studied by our colleagues in Europe that the Vatican Radio will lose its airtime exchange arrangements with both Radio Netherlands and Radio Canada International within the next few weeks. And there is some speculation as to what will happen with the present shortwave distribution of Vatican Radio broadcasts in the Western Hemisphere and in Africa via those relay stations. And I make the point that Radio Canada International is also planning to close down its Sackville relay station at the end of June, which means that all broadcasters using that relay station on a brokered or contract basis will be required to maintain those services from alternative relay sites. So, not very good news for international broadcasting from those stations, with closures now notified almost every week. So that's the way of the technology, and we have to pursue it as best we can. Another station which is closing down some of its programs is the Overcomer Ministry, also carrying Brother Stair programs in English. The program to Asia, Australia and New Zealand from the Romania relay station at Tigernesti, that was cancelled during May. And the other program in English from Brother Stair to Australia, Asia and New Zealand, that's the one from 1300 to 1500 from the same site, Tigernesti, has been cancelled as from June. Now some frequency changes for Deutsche Welle. At least Deutsche Welle is still operating to a substantially reduced schedule for the time being. These are June frequency alterations. 0300 to 0400 from Kigali on 7300 from Rwanda. In Swahili, replacing 9470, that was from Dubai in the UAE. And 0500 to 0600 on 11800, also from Kigali. In English, replacing 9800. And 0530 to 0600 on 9800 from Mayerton. In South Africa, in Portuguese, replacing 17800 from Dubai. And 0630 to 0700, the new frequency is 17620 from Dubai in the UAE. That's an additional frequency in Hausa for Africa. Now, the other broadcasting news we have this time is radio on demand in Sudan. It's been heard by overseas listeners on 7200. That's at the bottom end of the 41 metre band, signing on at 0230 and not 0200 as listed in other sources. The program opening is Koran commentary and music with news at 0301. Now, Taiwan, WIFR, Family Radio in USA, uses relay facilities in Taiwan, and these are extracts from the latest new amended schedule. English is 0900 to 1100 on 9465 to Southeast Asia, and 1300 to 1500 on 11540 to the same areas, and 1500 to 1600 on 6280 to Southern Asia. And we have Vietnamese from Family Radio via the Taiwan Relay. The evening program, 1000 to 1100 on 9455, and another evening service, 1200 to 1300 on 7460, followed from 1300 to 1400 on two frequencies from Taiwan, 7540 and 9960. Now, the voice of the Somali people, known as Radio Damal, that's D-A-M-A-L, has been reported on the air again by European listeners. The schedule seems to be as follows: 0400 or 0700 on 15700 from Dabaya in the UAE in Somali, 1830 to 1930 on 11990 from Wolferton in the UK, in Somali, that replaces 11740, and 1930 to 2130 on 11980 from Dubai in the UAE, replacing 11650. Now, frequency change for Family Radio WIFR and the Spanish transmission service. 2300 to 0100, the new frequency is 15355 to South America, replacing 15620. And Family Radio WIFR, some updated frequency changes for English to North America. 2200 to 0300 now shown on 6115. And English to India, 1300 to 1500 on 11540 from Taiwan. And 1500 to 1600 on 6280 from Taiwan, in parallel with 13690 and 15520 from Dubai in the UAE, and 1600 to 1700 on 11850 from Dubai. And French programming to the Caribbean from Family Radio, midnight to 0100 on 15255 from the stateside transmitter. And finally, programs in Hindi to India from Family Radio, 1400 to 1500 on 9595 from Dubai in the UAE, and 15670 from Nauen in Germany. And again, 1500 to 1600 on 15670 from Nauen, and 1600 to 1700 on 6280 from Taiwan. And the evening program in Indonesian from Family Radio, 1100 to 1200, currently using 11915 from Taiwan, And the morning service, midnight to 0100 on 11865, also from Taiwan. So that was a roundup of station news, schedules, new frequencies, alterations which have been taken into use for the current A12 international transmission season. And unfortunately, international broadcasting appears to be now in a state of decline from certain areas of the world. So we'll just have to sit back and wait and see what happens in the immediate future. Before I close off our program this time, I'd like to play a song for you. This is the theme song from a well-known Australian family movie produced in 1958. The movie was called Smiley Gets a Gun and was the second movie in the series. The first episode was simply called Smiley. Traces the story of a 10-year-old boy and his antics and activities in a fictitious locality in New South Wales, here in Australia, in the outback area. The song is titled A Little Boy Called Smiley. I think most of us who grew up in that era will remember. And the movies are also available on DVD and also at libraries throughout Australia. Very well known, very good family entertainment, and everlasting and timeless. So here's our little music selection from Smiley Gets a Gun, and it's called A Little Boy Called Smiling. So here we go.
Happy smile makes your heart feel brighter.
A little boy called Smiley.
Who makes the cares of the day seem lighter?
The purple face comes Smiley.
Though at first you think the worst and say he looks a disgrace, yet when he grins that cheeky grin, you don't seem to know he's got a dirty face. Who leads the kids when there's mischief brewing?
The careful boy called Smiley.
Who gets the blame when there's something ruined?
It's Smiley every time.
But he makes you forget you're wild with his cute, irresistible smile. Every dad would be glad if he had a lad like that little boy called Smiley.
Whose happy smile makes your heart feel brighter?
A little boy called Smiley.
Who makes the cares of the day seem lighter?
That freckled-faced young Smiley.
Though at first you think the worst and say he looks a disgrace, yet when he grins, that cheeky grin,
you don't seem to know he's got a dirty face. Who leads the kids when there's mischief brewing?
The careful boy called Smiley.
And who gets the blame when there's something ruined?
It's Smiley every time.
But he makes you forget you are wild with his cute, irresistible smile. Every dad would be glad if he had a lad like that little boy called Smiley.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX and goodbye for now. See you soon.